If you've been saved any time at all, you bear witness to that song because you spent some time in that field of grace. We're so full of pride, we don't want to admit it. There's times when God just has to pull us aside and say, be still for a while. Amen. I'm glad. I love that song. You can be turning to the book of Ecclesiastes. I love that song for what it says in the beginning. He said, just a while ago, I told God I was through. How many of you ever been there? God, I'm done. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the fight. Tired of people. I'm tired of... You ever get tired of people? Matter of fact, it's only people we have trouble with, isn't it? Ain't never had a problem with dogs. Never had a problem with chickens. Ain't a chicken ever offended me. I've never met a chicken I didn't like. Fried, barbecued, smoked. I like all them chickens. Amen. Casserole. Never met a horse I didn't like. But people will give you a hard time. Amen. People will give you a hard time. But boy, sometimes you get to that point where you just say, I'm done. And God says, wait a minute, don't be done. Just let me carry you over here and let you regroup a little bit. Amen. Amen. Thank God for those times. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Just a simple little thought tonight, or maybe just not a thought, maybe an encouragement. Just something to encourage you to go a little further in your praise and thanksgiving unto God. There's no way that you and I collectively as individuals are as thankful as we ought to be. None of us are. There's no way. I know you're grateful for what God's done. You can say amen to that if you are. I know you are. You appreciate your blessings, your family, and your children. You appreciate all that. I appreciate my salvation. Amen. But, you know, as saved as I am, like Miss Janice said, to the uttermost, I don't thank God enough for what He's done for me. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, I'm going to look at one verse tonight, and you'll think I'm preaching to the kids, but I'm not. I'm preaching to everybody. Every kid, all our kids, we support and we back the Victory Christian Academy, and then we send our kids there. Amen. Parent in our church comes and says, where should I send my kids? Send them to Victory. Amen. We back that school. And probably every kid that goes to that school can quote this verse. Remember now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Let me look at one little word right there. Now. Remember now. Not, you know, we think we got to wait till Thanksgiving and thank God for His many blessings and get our family around us and a turkey in the middle of the table and sweet potato casserole and all that good stuff and then thank God, just give it, do it all that one day. No, He said, remember now. Now is the time, right now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen. I believe in the days of thy youth, I believe I'm still there. I'll be 47 in just a few short, it'll fly by just a couple of months, Brother Charles. I'm catching you, brother. If you'll just stop and hang on, I'll be there with you before long. But I've still got my faculties. I've still got my mind. I've still got my health. And now, while I do, I need to remember my God. He said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You think evil days are upon us now. If the Lord tarries, we're going to see it like we've never seen it before. And I know it seems I've been real negative here lately, but the society around us, there's nothing positive in it to find. The direction the country's going, the direction the world is going, they're going away from God. Nobody of power is promoting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Evil days are coming. We've had it so good so long, we can't imagine it any other way. But those days are coming. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Everything I've heard about today, I listened yesterday, went home this afternoon, cut on the television, and every channel they're talking about, remember, 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 and we ought to. Amen. We ought to remember 9/11. Amen. We ought to keep that fresh in our mind. I told my wife last night as we watched that, the voices of 9/11. I told her, I said, they'll play this every year on the anniversary of the attack. I said, but I think they ought to play it every day. Every day I think they ought to play it. Every day I think they ought to show pictures of those people diving out of the windows of those towers to their death. Every day I think they ought to show that stuff. Keep it fresh in our minds what we're up against. How bad our country's hated. Amen? Yes, but just as we ought to remember that, every day we ought to remember our Savior. Every day we ought to remember our Creator. Amen? How quickly we forget, even how more tragic, how quickly we forget how much we owe our God. Amen? I get in churches and preach. I'll be careful about saying where I go and stuff like that. But anyway, you get in places, Brother Charles, where you just get the feeling that everybody there is better than everybody else. We'll get in places and somebody will hear that I'm in town, not that I'm anybody, but somebody who's of a different stripe than they are, maybe dress a little different than they do, maybe not be as wealthy as they are, maybe not run in the same circles as they do. They'll come to hear me preach and everybody in that church will look at them like they're from Mars. Are y'all all right? And it's almost like they get so spiritual they forget where they used to be. I wish I could say I got saved when I was 5 years old. I wish I could say I stayed in church my entire life and I read my Bible every day of my life and I prayed every day of my life. I wish I could say I never got out and sinned, but I can't say that. And neither can most of you. I didn't get saved till I was 19 years old. How dare me get to the place where I think I'm better than some poor old sinner that comes dragging in off the street. What we need to do is go right back to where we were when God found us. Amen. Come down off our high horse and realize we're a sinner saved by grace. And remember what God has done in our lives. Talked to a man at his door one day and told me he was born a Christian. You ever heard that one? Said he was born. I said, sir, if you die today, would you go to heaven? He said, of course I would. I said, are you saved by grace? He said, yes, sir. I said, how do you know? He said, I was born that way. Older fellow. I said, no, you're born into sin. Let me say that again. You're born into sin. Hey, some of us, or let me say some of y'all, have done well in your Christianity. I would say Brother Charles Dyer is a successful Christian. Amen? If Brother Charles died today and we had his funeral tomorrow, I can't think of anything bad I could say. I'm sure Janice could, but I can't think of anything. Amen? I mean, I can think of funny things to say. He's hilarious. I mean, I could think of some fun, but I couldn't think of nothing bad. But see, I didn't know Charles Dyer before he was saved. I didn't know Charles Dyer in the Navy. There ain't no telling. He don't talk a whole lot about it. I wonder why. You know what they say about them sailors, amen? Look at him, he's giving me the eye over there. That's enough, Brother Eddie, that's right. Just what I'm saying is every one of us have a past, and we ought to get to the place where we remember God and what he's done in our lives daily. Amen. And just thank him. Listen, a forgetful heart soon becomes a foolish heart. Say that again. A forgetful heart soon becomes a foolish heart. See, what will happen, you'll get so saved, you'll think you're above everything else. I've watched these preachers, and listen, now I'm against homosexuality. I'm against it. I'm not against homosexuals. You can amen me or not. I don't give a rip. I'd like to see them get saved. I sat right here in the police station with the head of the Christian, I mean, not Christian, the gay and lesbian coalition, whatever they call it, at West Georgia College. And that little boy looked across the table at me and Tony Collins and said, "Why do y'all hate me so bad?" Man, I just began to cry. I said, "Man, I don't hate you." And I throwed that newspaper we were protesting down on the desk in front of him, had Big Bird on the front of it, opened it up, had pictures, cartoon pictures of grown men having committing sexual acts. I said, "You think that's appropriate for children?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "That's all I'm against." I said, "I'm not against you." I said, "I'd love to see you come to church. I'd love to see you get saved." Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I remember hearing, and I won't use any names, and some of you have put names with it. I know you will. You can't help it. We're made that way. But I remember certain preachers preaching so hard, making some of the awfulest, ugliest statements about homosexuals. Mean. Making statements like he wished that all burn in hell. And watch their children turn out to be one. I've listened to preachers preach so mean against men who have been married and divorced and remarried. I've heard them stand in the pulpits and call a man who has been divorced and remarried, call him a whoremonger. Y'all listen to me? I'm not in here by myself, am I? It always winds up the same way. The ones they are so hateful against, it comes home to roost at their house. You best not ever get to the place where you think you are above it. And set in such judgment and hatred over sin to think that it could never happen to you. This ain't in the outline tonight. I said a forgetful heart soon becomes a foolish heart. And you're foolish tonight to think that you're above anything. I don't think I would murder anybody. But I don't know that for sure. I carry a gun in my pickup truck. Just in case you ever want to mess with me, you know it's there, amen. I carry a gun in my pickup truck. I don't want to use it on nobody, but I might. Y'all all right? What I'm saying is we just need to stay in the place where we're thankful for what God has done for us. That'll keep you from getting so haughty and high-minded. That'll keep you from thinking too much of yourselves. Amen? Hey, you may have grown in grace and you may have grown in knowledge, but you're still the same old sinner he saved way back when. Amen. I'm still the same Eddie White I was the day he saved me. I know more about his word. I know more about his grace. I know more about prayer. I know more about the ministry of God and the things of God. But I still walk in the same body of flesh. The only difference, the flesh has gotten older. And so have you. Amen. Are we okay tonight? We ought to remember some things about God. An ungrateful attitude becomes a highway to ungodly living. Amen. I know some ungrateful Christians sit and snub their noses at you while you preach. I know some preachers who think they are too good to listen to a younger preacher. My wife and children and I were in a meeting, and it's been years ago, in Covington, Kentucky. Y'all remember that, Levi? That tent in the youth meeting, and there was an older preacher there, and if I'd call his name, I know a couple of you'd know who he was, and pretty well known in our circles, and the whole entire service, I'm up there preaching my heart out. The whole entire service, I guess they thought it was in a tent, and I guess they thought since they were standing outside the pole that they were out of the service. But they were just right there. And they stood out there in the grass the whole service and ran their mouths loud. When the service was over, I walked by, stuck my hand in my pocket, and I handed the well-known preacher, I handed him a quarter. He said, "What's this for?" I said, "Call that boy when you get home." I'm just trying to lay some groundwork here. In other words, they were too good. They've heard it all. You'll never get too big shot to hear it all. Amen. 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 I preach in meetings where it matters who preaches first and who preaches second. Y'all listening? Why don't we get back to the place where it don't matter who preaches at all? As long as God shows up. As long as God gets the glory, amen? I'm just saying, don't get so high that you think you're above anybody else. When you see others slip and fall and you see the sin in others' life, you ought to say, God, help me. Preacher friend of mine caught in the act of adultery. I set him down face to face, eyeball to eyeball. And as I said, I want to know what happened. He said, do you want details? I said, no, you don't understand. I want to know how it happened. I want to hear it from your lips, how this took place, so that I may dodge that direction. Are y'all listening? What I was saying to him was, I'm not above you. I'm not better than you. I want to know, you tell me how to avoid this in my marriage. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Some people think that had never happened to me. Put yourself in a position that will. I don't know why this is coming out. It ain't got nothing to do with the message, really. But you put yourself in that position, friend, it'll happen. Amen. You know what he said? He said, don't ever counsel a lady who's having trouble in her marriage alone. He said, don't ever do it. He said, under no circumstances, don't ever do it. So you know what? I've never done it. If a lady comes to me tonight and says, can I talk to you? Nope. Not without my wife present. Y'all all right? When men call me and say, will you talk with me, help me talk with me about my marriage? I said, get your wife in there too. Y'all all right? You can't help nothing with a one-sided story, amen? What I'm saying tonight is we best not get to the place where we look down our nose and go, won't happen to me. Won't happen to me. Look at somebody who gets messed up in prescription drugs. Bless God, that would never happen to me. Get your back broke. Go through several rounds of chemo. I'm not excusing it, I'm just saying. Most people who go through a major operation or a major ordeal, especially when it's in the back with all that nerve pain, they say the drugs are worse than the symptoms, worse than the back problem. You can cure the back problem, but you can't get them off pain medicine. I'm just saying, don't think you're above that. I'm not above it. You're not above it. You ever took a pain pill? Brother Charlie Ryder gave me something when I had an abscess tooth. Don't ever get no medicine. Here's just some good advice. Don't ever get medicine from somebody else. Amen. Especially if you don't know what it is. I was at home laying in the bed, my head swelled up with an abscess tooth. Charlie's got a broke neck, broke back. That man lives in more pain than anybody I know. He sent my wife this pill home and said, tell Brother Eddie to take half that. I didn't get the half part. I took that whole thing, man. I'm laying in the bed watching the ceiling fan going, woo, woo, woo. Oh, yeah, man, I thought helicopters was landing. I mean, it was wild. What I'm trying to say is that felt good, man. I ain't going to lie to you. That was groovy, brother. I was. Don't think you're above it. You better just thank God daily. If you're not there, thank God. Quit being so hard on everybody else that's having a hard time. And just be thankful that you're not there. You see people's children, teenagers, going through hell in a handbag. Thank God, if yours are not, don't you dare say, bless God, if that was my kid, it may be next week. Very well could be tomorrow. There might be something going on right now you don't know about. We need to take time every day to remember what God's done in our lives. Don't ever get to the place where we feel like we're deserving of His mercy and His grace. Let me give you a couple of thoughts right quick, and we'll go somewhere neat. Number one, remember the grace and the glory of God. Amen. Remember every day the grace and the glory of God. 1 John tells us that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Pilate looked at the Lord Jesus and said, I find no fault in this man. The reason some of you are finding so much problems with everybody else, finding so much problems with the church and finding problems with this and finding problems with you, ain't looking at the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I said you're not looking at the Lord. Hey, you'll find no fault in Him. Amen. Amen. How goofy we are. Our flesh wants to focus on what's wrong and not on what's right. I always use this little nursery rhyme. I don't even know where I got it. But there's an old nursery rhyme. It's about a little cat. And it said, kitty cat, where have you been? Y'all ever heard that? She said, I've been to London to see the Queen. So kitty cat, what did you see there? She said, I spied a mouse run under her chair. Buckingham Palace. The crown jewels. The throne and the queen. But the nature of a cat is to find a rat. Is that not the truth? Why did she see a rat? She's a cat. Come on, help me now. That's her basic nature. It's bad when the rats are more interesting to us than the splendor of the King. Here we sit, basking in His grace, basking in His glory, living under the umbrella of grace and redemption, saved by His blood. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, but somebody hurt my feelings. God have mercy on you. Let's get the little violin out. Let's call the ambulance for you. Amen. Sometimes God's people, I just want to say, grow up. Amen. It's bad when grown men sound like seventh grade girls.
She's talking about me.
Just thank God they're giving somebody else a break. Amen.
Somebody said something about you on Facebook, so?
Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
If you'd spend more time thinking about the goodness and the greatness and the glory of God and what He's done in your life, what He has done, what He is doing, what He's going to do, you'd forget about all the junk.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm finding that the older I get, Brother Atkins, you and Brother Charles, help me. And tell me if I'm normal. But the longer I've been saved, and the longer I know the grace of God, the less judgmental I'm becoming. I'm not talking about accepting sin and wrong, but I don't hate people like I did before. Is that normal? Good. I hope it is, because that's the way I feel. I mean, used to, I just felt like I just had to rip everybody's head off.
Yes,
amen. See a man come in with earrings in his ear. Ah, oh, bless God.
You're right.
Man, if that's all you got going on,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Let me say that again. If that's all you got going on, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning body piercing, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying there's a bigger agenda out there than an ear bob.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't understand them things they put in their tongue and can't talk. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But hey, that's the biggest thing you got going on? Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I know preachers, that's all they preach on. Piercings and tattoos. Y'all all right?
Amen.
Man, won't you ever think about the glory of God?
Yeah,
and the goodness of God?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what I think when I see somebody come in here? That you can tell they're probably not saved. They probably don't know about the things of God. I get excited.
Yes,
amen. I get to tell them about the Lord. Amen.
Yeah,
Amen. That little old lady that just got out of the army and husband got killed. She's sitting there yesterday. She had tattoos on her arms. And she kept doing this, Brother Freddie. And I could tell she was embarrassed. I mean, she was covered. She said, I got all these tattoos before I got saved. I said, I don't care. I don't care. Man, I didn't come here to judge you. I just want to be a blessing to you. Amen. We okay tonight? Let's make sure we remember every day the goodness, the greatness, and the glory of God. Let's remember, number two, the rights of God. You hear much in society that we live in about people's rights. I wonder if we got what we would really deserve. Everybody talking about equal rights. Y'all all right? You hear more about that. Everything's race now. I don't want to be ugly tonight, but we could turn that around. Oh, it's a black thing. Yeah. You the one with the problem, not me. Y'all okay? I don't ruffle no feathers tonight. I'm not prejudiced. We probably bring more black children to church than any other church in this town. We beg their parents to come every week. Amen. They're as welcome here as you are. I'm not prejudiced. I'm just saying I'm tired of all this stuff, blaming everything on everybody else. Well, I got my rights. I got my rights. I got my rights. No, you don't have a right. The only right you have is to repent and be born again. The only right we have is to fry in hell forever and ever and ever. Thank God. But I'll tell you who does have some rights. And that's God. Amen. God has some rights. What's His right? To be recognized as Creator. Amen. To be recognized as Creator. I wish every one of our kids would stand up in their classroom where they teach evolution and say, explain that, please. No, really. I mean, really. Explain it. Draw it on the board. Show me how it happened. Explain evolution. Find me evolution in process. Find me a half something. Find it. Show it to me. God deserves, He has the right to receive the recognition for His creation. Wouldn't you agree with it? Amen. I believe He does. Amen. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. He ought to be recognized and with His right as Creator. Amen. We ought to look to heaven every day, look at the stars in the sky and say, God, You did a good job. Lord, when the sun comes up, Lord, You did a good job. I remember being down in Florida. Anybody ever watch the sun go down on the ocean? That's one of the prettiest things you'll ever lay your eyes on. I'm talking about the prettiest pink and, what's that other color I'm trying to think of? Fuchsia kind of. I mean, it's just gorgeous, and the sky lights up in all kind of colors. And I can't help but look at that and go, Brother Fred, and look at that, Brother Fred, and say, God, You sure did something right there. Amen. God, You did that. Thank You, Lord, for letting me see that. Thank You, God, for letting me experience what You've made. Amen. I can't help it, Brother Stacy, every time a good-sized buck deer walks out from under me. I said, Lord, thank You for what You've created. Watch that thing laying on the ground going like that. Yeah. Ain't no PETA people in here, are they? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Remember His right as Creator. Remember His right as Redeemer. Amen. Remember His right as Redeemer. Somebody said, why do you give so much attention to these false religions? Because God called me to do that. There's no redemption in Mormonism. There's no redemption in Islam. There's no redemption in the Jehovah's Witness plan. You listen to what I'm saying? There's no redemption in good works. There's no redemption in all these things. There's no redemption in how much money you put in the plate. Only place there is redemption is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He deserves the credit for all of that. Every bit of it. It's not the sacraments. was watching TV the other day, and a man said something about being raised a good Catholic. I didn't know there was one. I ain't met a good Baptist yet. Y'all okay? Man, he needs to get all the glory. We sing that little chorus around here all the time from Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all and for thy pleasure, thou hast created all things. Something like that. Y'all know the verse. Amen. Who gets the credit?
Amen, brother.
He does.
Amen.
He doesn't get enough credit in our lives. Brother Eric and Miss Stacy Knight, we were together. I was at their home in Texas. And we came in after the meeting one night and we were sitting in the living room and Brother Eric got real serious. He said, "Can I ask you a question?" You know, he and Miss Stacy have been trying to have a child for all these years and still barren, no child. And Brother Eric looked at me and probably paid me one of the greatest compliments anybody's ever said. He said, "Me and Miss Stacy want to know exactly how you and Sister Angie raise such good children. What's the secret?" Brother Freddie, I didn't have an answer. I couldn't say, "Well, it's this and this and this." All I can say, it's the grace of God.
Amen.
It's been the Lord. If my kids have turned out all right, it's because God's been good.
Amen.
And they got a good mama.
That's right.
Amen. Y'all all right? Hey, I know some kids come from good homes, turned out as sour as all could get out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I know some great preachers whose kids ain't worth shooting.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all okay?
I
mean, had them in church every day, the doors open. I mean, home life may be different than what church life is. I don't know. But I know some that ain't no count.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to say it's God.
Amen.
I mean, I've got an awesome wife, and she has been a great, great mother.
Right.
Anybody want to know how to be one, I tell them just take lessons from her.
Amen.
She's been a good mama.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you, that ain't the reason. That helped, but it's been the grace of God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
I'm not sure I could tell you how to have a successful marriage except for to tell you trust in the Lord.
Yes,
follow His commandments. Keep His word. And by the grace of God, your marriage will be held together.
Amen.
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 I believe I've got one of the best marriages there is.
Amen.
My wife and I have an excellent relationship. I'm going to tell you, it's the grace of God. Amen. We need to give credit for where credit is due.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yes,
great things He hath done.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
to God be the glory. We don't give Him glory enough.
Right.
Our problem is we like to take the credit.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Look what I did. Yeah. How'd you do it without Him?
Right.
How far did you get without Him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Simon Peter decided he'd go back and do it on his own?
Yeah.
Y'all remember?
Yeah.
Earlier in the book, he said he forsook his nets and followed the Lord. After the Lord was crucified, he said, "I'm going fishing." And the disciples said, "We going with you." They went out and they fished all night. And they ain't caught nothing.
Yeah.
I believe that was the Lord's fault. Early in the morning, he's standing on the bank. Well, that famous question, "Have you any meat?" He knew they didn't have no meat.
Amen.
You know what he was saying? "How you doing, Peter? How you doing out there on your own? How's that working?"
Yeah. Amen.
"Let me show you how much you need me, Peter."
Yeah.
"Throw it one more time."
Yeah.
"And then come on in, let me talk to you."
Yeah. Amen.
Are y'all listening?
Yes,
if it turns out good, it's God. If it turns out good, it's God.
Amen.
Do you know why I think the economy hadn't turned around? Because there's somebody standing in line to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Y'all listening?
Amen.
I believe about the time somebody gets in leadership, that'll say, "Boy, this has been a blessing of the Lord." God might turn that thing around.
Yeah.
Y'all listening?
Amen.
I'm not politicking tonight. I ain't got a clue who to vote for.
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
You'd be surprised
what God would do in your life when you give Him the credit for it.
Yeah, brother.
What God would do in your home, your finances, your marriage, your relationships when you'll give Him the credit for it.
Yes,
amen. I just want to say thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for my children. Hey, thank you, my son wasn't laid out of church this morning with a hangover. Thank God he wasn't laid out of church this morning because he's in jail. He's down the road preaching. Can you imagine if somebody told me when I was 18 years old, hey, when you're 47, your boy's going to be preaching. My wife got a text this afternoon, said he preached the house down and preached like a wild man. He did something that said he did awesome. There's a part of me that wants to go, that's my boy. There's another part of me that says, Lord, thank you. Thank you. He could have went the way of some of them knotheads his friends with in school. Who ain't nowhere near God right now. I'm just saying it's the grace of God. And we ought to give God credit for what he's done. Amen. I mention this every time a baby's born. I'm going to move off of this in just a second. I mention every time we have a baby born in our church. God's been good to us. It would blow your mind if we had more ladies willing to work the nursery. How many babies would be back there? Y'all listening? We've had more babies born in this church in the last few years than you can shake a stick at. Not one with a major problem. Not that I know of. Not one. With nothing detrimental, serious. Ain't God been good? God's been good. I mean, you walk down there to that neonatal care thing in Atlanta. Look at some of them babies that ain't going to make it out of there. We had one, Brother Aaron and Miss Jamie had the little baby. It was, 2 pounds and something. Man, you'll see that little fat rascal now. Amen. Miss Gina, they told her, which one was it? That one right there? Said he's going to be a mongoloid, a waterhead. And he's just a retard. That's all. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Except he acts like his daddy. Amen. They told her to abort him. Called me crying on the phone, brother. I don't know what to do. And I couldn't in good conscience tell her to take that child's life. Ain't you glad?
Yeah.
Gina's going, I don't know. He looked up at his mama like, come on. What a blessing.
Yeah.
I said, what a blessing. You know what that is? That is God.
Yeah.
And we ought to give him credit every single day for what he's done.
Amen.
Amen. One of these days, and I pray it's real soon, some rich old codger's going to pay his building off. I believe that with all my heart.
Yeah.
And when they do, that rich old codger ain't getting credit for it.
Yeah.
Right. You'd be surprised what people give if you'd name something after them.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
No, it ain't going to be so-and-so. It's going to be God.
Yeah,
look what God did through old so-and-so. Amen?
Yeah.
Give God the credit. The what is rightfully His, the glory and the praise that's rightfully His, and it'll amaze you what God will do. We ought to remember the greatness and the glory of God. Remember what rightly belongs to God. Thirdly, I'm almost done. We ought better remember the judgments of God. Those tend to slip our mind quicker than anything in the world. You've got this crowd that preaches today, and it's the most popular thing in America. Rick Warren, Joel Osteen. It never fails, Brother Freddie, when I'm preaching out of town in another church, you say something about Joel Osteen, somebody in that place gets mad. Every single time. A man got up and walked out on me Friday night. A grown man. Y'all all right? You know why they love him? I'm going to tell you why they love him. I had a lady that left our church and went to another church that wasn't quite like our church. And I asked her one day, point blank, why are y'all going there? She said, because my husband can do anything he wants and not feel guilty. That's what came out of her mouth. I know God's love. I know He is. God is love. He's the epitome of love. But He's also wrath. As much as God loves, He's still a God of wrath. Amen. Judgment will come. Y'all okay? He's going to judge this world, friend. This crowd ain't getting away with nothing. Them jihadists ain't got away with nothing. These adulterers ain't getting away with nothing. These child pedophiles ain't getting away with nothing. I'm telling you, these people that are harming innocent children, they're not getting away with anything. And you know what else? I'm not either. And you're not either. Y'all all right? Have you ever felt like you was under the judging hand of God? Have you? Have you ever felt like God is dealing with you? Have you ever been going through a situation and you didn't have to ask God why is this happening? You knew. Amen. Remember God. Y'all listen over. Remember God is a righteous judge. When He judges you, if I'm not careful, I'll judge you unfairly. But God never will. I may judge you in a way that you don't deserve. But God never will. Amen. Are y'all listening? Yeah. When God judges you, He's right in doing so. Amen. And some people can't handle that. Some people are above reproach. Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, are you correctable? Yeah. That's a serious question. Sure. Are you correctable? Amen. And every head in this house is going just like this. Let the pastor have to get in your face. We'll see how correctable you are. Let the officer pull you over. We'll see how correctable you are. Y'all all right? I've told the law officers in our church, and now we've got more than you shake a stick at. You pull me over, write a ticket. Y'all okay? Well, I can't believe he's a member of my church and wrote me a ticket. So? If I'm coming down this little street right here, what's the speed limit? Somebody help me. How do you know? Because the man, it ain't the sign, it's the man sitting out there. He'll pull you over in his church parking lot every single time. He won't wait. He won't stop you down there by the hospital. He'll wait till you get to church, pull you over right in front of everybody. It's like they know you go here. Amen. Listen. The old convicts say you do the crime, you do the time. Y'all okay? Judgment's coming. A parent got in my face years ago in our Christian school, a lady. And she said, no one will whip my child. I said, including you? She said, that's exactly right. We don't believe in it. I said, call me in about 15 years. Let me know how that works for you. Somebody's going to judge your child. He will bow to an authority somewhere. Amen. They can cuss, they can spit, they can scream. That don't loosen the handcuffs, do it, brother. It don't shorten the sentence. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Yeah, wait till you see that man wearing that big black robe with that wooden hammer in his hand. I'm telling you, the judgment of God is for real. And what happens when God judges us, whether it's through the law officer, God uses authority in our lives. Do you understand that? But we have a problem with it. Whether it's in the church, whether it's on the job, that's about the only authority you really want to subject yourself to, because you've got to have that paycheck. Am I right? If it wasn't for the paycheck, some of you'd walk in, cuss your boss out in the morning. What we need to do when God deals with us through some figure of authority, we ought to say, yes, sir. You're exactly right. Amen. Me and Brother Freddie and Brother Charles, these men are my assistant pastors. I don't even like that word, assistant. I put them on the same level as I am. They have as much authority around here as I do. If they tell you something, don't come running to me. Amen. 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 Do you know what we can do? We can sit down in a room together and we can disagree. Yeah. And we'll walk out of there loving each other as much as we did when we went in. Amen. You know why? Because neither I or him, or we've never tried correcting him. I don't know how that'd work. I tell you what, you go first, okay? You go first, brother. We've served God together all these years because we don't have a problem with it. Y'all all right? Some people just cannot be told what to do. We need to recognize God in His judgment. The next time you think the teacher is treating your child so unfairly, why don't you try looking at it another way? Y'all may not know this. Hold up. Come here. Here's a good example. Y'all listen. This will lie. This will lie. This will tell it his way to save his rear end. How dumb are we as parents? They used to ask my mother, "Are you Eddie White's son? What did he do?" She knew I wasn't above something. You know what I mean? Don't you realize when the judgment hand is falling on your children, it may be for their betterment? Amen. When the boss is correcting you at work, it may be for your betterment. When the pastor skins your hide at church, maybe you ought to pay attention and say, "Yes, God, you're right." Amen. I mean, sometimes in the service we can say, "Amen," but sometimes we might go, "Oh, me." But don't get mad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Several years ago, I'll give you this, and I'm going to close in just a second. Several years ago, we had just came here, I think, and I preached real hard one Sunday. It wasn't a whole sermon on the subject, but it came out in the sermon on adultery. Not adultery, abortion and the murder of unborn children. I'd read an article that said that that was not a life. If you can hear a heartbeat, it's a lie. And I preached on that thing real hard. As soon as the service was over, somebody came to me, not in a scolding manner, but letting me know I had messed up big time. I had no idea. But there was a lady in the church who had had an abortion. I went to her. Before she could say anything, I walked up to her and I said, "Sis, I didn't." She said, No. She said, "Don't you even start." She said, "I agree with what you said more than anybody in this whole place." Amen. You see, a lot of times you'll get mad because I'll preach against something that might have happened in your family. But that family member that it happened to, they'd probably be in agreement. They know I'm right.
Yeah.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a lady who's had an abortion that don't regret it. Somehow, some way, wonder about that child. We okay?
Amen.
What I'm trying to say is get to the place where you can take it.
Amen.
Whether it be from the pulpit, on your job, from a law officer, get to where you can take it.
Amen.
Now, in your defense, I'm not for these law officers who think they're God. And I've met a few of them. They're just mean. above the law themselves. But still, that doesn't give you the right to disobey.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Amen.
It's usually them little bitty cops, ain't it, Brother Daniel? them little bitty guys. Yeah, they call it the Napoleon syndrome. They got to be mean because they little. Amen. Y'all mention that to Brother Robert Upton when you see him, okay? Remember the greatness and the glory of God. Remember the recognition that's rightly due unto God. Remember the judgments of God. And don't get so mad at him when he's just trying to help you and trying to straighten out your life. Amen. If the preacher puts something, you know, half the time when I preach against something, I ain't got a clue who it's for. But just as sure as the world. If I hit crack and methamphetamines real hard, there'll be somebody here having trouble with it. Be thankful God sent a message. Be thankful God sent a message. Every now and then God will let me hit adultery real hard. Maybe you're about to start piddling around there. Just thank God God sent it right when you needed it. Amen? Lastly, I'm done. Remember the love and the grace of God. Can I show you a scripture before I close tonight?
Yes, sir.
Go back to Psalms 103. Now, this verse of scripture, you ought to commit this to your memory. Psalms 103. I want to show you a verse of scripture that ought to make you shout. Look with me at verse number 10. Are y'all looking at it? The Bible said, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. You know what he's saying? Thank God we ain't got what we deserve. Thank God we hadn't got what we deserve. You ought to be thankful and you ought to remember every day that God's long-suffering. Some people have the idea that God's so blessed just to have them. I'm sorry. Some think they're God's gift to the ministry. And if the ministry didn't have them, the ministry couldn't operate. You better stop and be thankful God hadn't dealt with you according to your sin. You say, how do you know he hasn't? You're sitting here.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Every one of us should have caught a lightning bolt in the neck somewhere down the road.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
And there's some sins God ought to spank you over. There's some he'll just take you out.
Yeah.
Mama used to say, I brought you in the world, I take you out. Amen. We ought to remember the love and the grace of God every single day. Every single day. God's not as hard as you think He is. You say, wait a minute, you just said that God will judge. He will. He will. But boy, He has grace too. You see, He knows you. He knows you. I think that's what it all boils down to. He remembereth our frame. Psalmist said, what is man? Thou art mindful of him. He remembereth our frame and knoweth we are but dust.
Yes.
And God looks at you and says, you poor old dirtbag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor, poor, foolish. I believe God does like mama a lot of times. He looks at his children and goes, bless his heart. I know I've hit a snag in the preaching when I hear mama say, bless him, Lord. Amen. Jeff Foxworthy said that bless him, Lord, is a southern phrase for you're an idiot. Well, bless your heart. Amen. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. You ought to take you a little Bible study sometime. And see how many times you can find that little phrase, but the mercy of the Lord endureth forever.
Amen.
Find some scripture where it talks about God being long-suffering.
Amen.
Long-suffering, that means He puts up with us.
Amen.
Amen. Let's remember God tonight. Let's remember what He's done in our lives.
Amen.
And in our hearts, and in our families, and our nation. Amen. We're standing in a free country tonight because of Him. You ever studied the Revolutionary War? Have you? Some of you probably got some of it in high school, but you forgot most of what you learned. You ought to go back and reread that stuff. America never should have happened. It was like the Villarica High School. What do they call them? Wildcats? Villarica Wildcats? It'd be like them taking on the Green Bay Packers. And that's probably not even a good comparison. I'm telling you, it was God. And everything from then has been the hand of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Brother Todd, y'all come and get us a song, if you will. Lord, dealing with your heart tonight, you just come.